Hi, I'm Sylvie Avery. Join Mick and I on the Spirits Work Show for the most unique and fascinating hour of communication with the spirit world you're ever likely to hear. Every Monday at 7 p.m. PST and Thursday at 1 p.m. PST. Visit our website at www.spirit-teaching.com to find out more about us. Buy our books online from our site. See our ever-growing list of audio CDs on subjects from this show. Have an Akashic reading from your book of life. Uncover truth and knowledge to empower you through your life. Direct from the spirit world, spirit guide Gregory Hay offers a personal reading by email. Just visit us at www.spirit-teaching.com or you can find us on bbsradio.com.
Namaste, and welcome back to another edition of What's Ailing America. One of your most important weapons in fighting the war on truth being waged against the people by the mainstream media. The views expressed on this broadcast are not endorsed by BBS Radio, its staff or management, but represent the views and opinions of the host, guests, and callers. Additionally, the information I share with you is not to be construed as medical advice. Rather, I am merely teaching you what I would do if I were you after much research on each subject. To learn about my work explaining and reversing vaccine-induced diseases, please go to the www.drcarly.com and listen to the interview of myself by the Chiropractic Leadership Alliance to learn how I transformed from a trauma surgeon to a court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases and how the medical mafia has responded to my stepping out of the box. Make sure you sign up for the updates on my site as I send out important information you need to know to my list, although it's been hacked into on a regular basis. So we're still working out those kinks, folks. Big Brother is not happy with what I'm doing. I do consults for people and pets with autoimmune diseases, seizures, or cancer, and teach you how to reverse these conditions with natural therapies. I have clients all over the world and create your individual protocols based solely on history alone. You do not need to travel to North Carolina to see me in person. Please call me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week to learn how I do consults. My phone number is also on drcarly.com. I ask you to consider the information I share with you using your own innate intelligence, the common sense we're all given by your Creator. Do not believe anything I tell you. Check things out for yourself. For we have been lied to about everything, and each person must develop the ability to discern the truth for themselves if we are to extricate ourselves from the matrix of darkness that has evolved because we sat by and did nothing, especially with the legion of disinformers out there. My guests and I love to answer your questions, so feel free to call in. You can use your first name only if you like, and all shows are archived. The numbers to call in are listed on the bbsradio.com website, Station 2, and include the following: toll-free USA and Canada, 888-228-4494, toll-free worldwide, 877-489-6350. Every week I will answer the question, What's Ailing America, with a different response, as well as share the good news as to what can heal America on many levels. My goal is to assist in the evolution of consciousness on this planet, for awareness of the truth shall set us free. And I know that once enough of us have become aware that we have been lied to about everything, especially the fact that vaccines are good, when they are actually inoculations with disease and thus are the true weapons of mass destruction, together we will be able to stop this holocaust on the health of people and pets. That truth, when put on top of the mountain of lies upon which this country is built, will cause the entire mountain of lies to crumble. So it is time for everyone with a conscience to realize that if you don't stand up for the truth, you will fall under any lie. I can only show you the door. You have to walk through it. The question is, how far down the rabbit hole are you willing to go? I want to just announce a couple of very exciting developments before I bring on tonight's guest. First of all, you've heard Amy Philo calling on our show before talking about the Mothers Act, how those corrupt minions down in the District of Criminals were trying to pass this law which would mandate all pregnant women being psychiatrically evaluated and then be putting on psychiatric drugs, which of course would harm them and their babies. And I have good news for you that the Mothers Act did not pass. It was close, but because so many of the citizens contacted those minions of the District of Criminals and said, we are watching you, don't you dare do this, they didn't do it. So that's very important, folks. Once enough of us let them know that we are actually taking our precious time to watch them, sometimes they actually stop the bad deeds that they're doing. And that is why it's so important for all of you to get the book, Horrors of Vaccination Exposed. I talk about this all the time, and this has the law that explains why it's unconstitutional for them to force inoculations on anyone in a compulsory fashion. And that book is now being made available by Dr. Truod, who's been a guest on this show many times, and he's selling it at cost. Please call him and get a copy of that book at 866-989-9876, because the bird flu vaccine is coming. The bird flu vaccine will cause the bird flu pandemic, and then Air Bush will have an excuse to put us into martial law and bypass the elections, making him dictator. So this is the next thing we need to do, folks, and I want to just let you know that next week we are going to have a very important guest on, Dr. Andrew Mulden from Canada, who has developed the technology that has proven what I've been saying about vaccines for 10 years is true. And we are going to stop this Holocaust with his technology and with my protocol that reverses the damage. And please spread the word that people need to tune into those broadcasts and do something to help us stop this insanity before extinction of humanity occurs. But on tonight's show, we're going to give you the good news, and we're going to talk about one of the things that's healing America, and that is sound, with my special guest, Dr. Christopher, not a doctor, close, but no banana, Christopher Timms from Florida. And Christopher actually started training as a chiropractor, and I would like him to just briefly tell our listeners as to how he got involved in what he's doing now, because he was on my show yesterday, but we have different listeners on a different station and at different times. This is a fascinating topic. I just want to state that I have experienced Christopher's technology myself. That is why I am so gung-ho in promoting him. As it turns out, sound can be used for good or bad, and that's one thing that I want him to share with us. Let me just give out his website, ChristopherTimms.com, and that's T-I-M-S, one M, Timms.com. He also has another website, soundhealing.org. And I welcome you to the show, Christopher.
Thank you very much for having me.
I'm very honored to do so. So as I said, if you could just give a brief history of yourself as to how you started on the road to chiropractic and then got sidebarred into this area of sound healing.
Well, it is really interesting in retrospect, you know, to look back all these years. And I started playing music when I was six. The drums when I was 10, the violin when I was six, actually. And those are important ingredients for everyone to know, for they formed a cocoon kind of around me. I've always been a particularly sensitive person. And as I grew up playing music, as I grew up in sports, I found just great emotional comfort and just great reward in music, classical and rock and all of it. And growing up, I grew up in the building trades in the Northeast in Delaware. And while I was up on scaffolding, I fell, and three bulged discs were the result. And, of course, the regular allopathic community wanted to immediately put me into surgery, and a friend recommended that I go to a chiropractor. And to make the long story short, the chiropractic treatment had me back up and going in just several weeks, with no surgery, of course, and that was years and years ago. And I'm 50 now, and I'm as strong and in as great a shape as I've ever been in my life. And with that kind of an input, with that kind of results way back then, I wanted to pursue chiropractic. So I worked on my prerequisites for chiropractic medical school. I went to Palmer in Davenport, Iowa. And as I was in school, I began to read in the diaries of the founder, B.J. Palmer about sound, vibration, and how everything is vibration, and really the chiropractic technique is not about putting the body back into alignment, because the body does that itself. All we do as chiropractors is help take the kinks out of the hose, so to speak, so the energy can flow freely and the body will find its own natural state of balance and harmony. And while that was very exciting to me, when chiropractic started to turn into a business of how to deal with insurance systems and testify in court and how to run your chiropractic office and all that, I just didn't want to deal with it. So I stepped out and pursued my spiritual journey combined with my interest in chiropractic and in music. And within a year or so out of chiropractic school, I had developed sound energy dynamics. And that's the use of tuning forks over and around the body, tuning the body up much like it's a musical instrument. And I've taught that since 1988, all over the world, trained over 5,000 people in this simple technique that is just hugely transformative. It's actually what I call alchemy. It's an act of alchemy. The word alchemy means a transmutation, just instantaneous change from one state to another with no steps in between. And I could talk to you about numerous cases of just amazing things happening that people will call miracles, but to me it's just science in action. It's just applying the basic principles of existence, vibration, resonance, dissonance, entrainment. And as these basic ideas are applied and as we see them actualized in the body, amazing things happen. So as years progressed, not only did I develop the tuning fork work to several more layers or degrees, you could say, but I also developed a sound table technology. Now, you experienced both of these, Dr. Carley, you know, the sound table, the magic carpet sound
table,
and the tuning fork work.
And that's why I'm promoting you in such a big way, because it was amazing. It was amazing
the results
that I achieved, yes.
It's just great, and Yolanda and I were just demonstrating the table to two young guys who are massage therapists here locally, and they were just totally blown away, you know, that this hasn't just taken over the massage table market because of how effective the table is, how powerful it is, and just they knew nothing about sound, and just by lying upon the table, they were just totally relaxed and rejuvenated in 15 minutes.
Well, because you said that, I need to ask you a question. Have you ever gone back to Palmer with your technology and seen what the results would be of you introducing it there?
No, I have not, and that's a really interesting point.
I just want to tell you why I asked that question, because I went to Palmer in January of this year and gave a lecture, which I've sent to you as well. And
yes,
it's really amazing, Christopher, what's going on at Palmer. They now have a Masonic temple associated with their university where they take their ethics class and where they actually graduate. They have taken down that entire collage they had, that whole section that they had of all B.J. Palmer's historic artifacts. That's gone, and they have now instead in a business type of promoting thing. And as a matter of fact, there are multiple minions that have infiltrated Palmer, especially that are even promoting vaccinations. And many of the students are up in arms against this shift away from healing that's happening at B.J. Palmer's own university. And it's really amazing, and that's one of the things that I have tried to educate chiropractors about, is to how the medical profession, since they couldn't destroy chiropractic, since the chiropractors sued the AMA in the 1980s and won in federal court, now they're trying to co-opt a chiropractic, and they're actually making chiropractors part of the medical team in some
VA.
Well,
exactly. That's exactly right. They're trying to create enough leverage to shift the whole perspective of chiropractic into another totally allopathic mode.
Right, and so I'm just telling you that because I'm hoping when people that you talk to are shocked that your technology is not being shared with them by whatever T teaching instructor that they're going through, they have to understand that we are in a war against allopathy to
right.
to let these natural healing things come out. Yes.
Well, and there's a whole, as you and I have spoken in previous conversations, which your listeners hadn't really heard, my whole perspective on treating what's right, treating the divine template within the individual rather than treating the symptoms, totally reverses really the perspective of the healer, you know, or the practitioner towards the client. And for instance, there are many people that are out there in the world teaching and doing sound work, but no one's treating what's right with you. Everyone's trying to diagnose, give prognosis, and then give a prescription, trying to treat what's wrong with you. And when you treat what's wrong with you, you still are going to have that same pathway. All you're doing is changing its expression within the system. And when you would stop feeding the symptomatic pathways and feed the divine template, then it squeezes out. It's like the divine template swells and just pushes out discordant patterns, and then all you have is your true nature.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm mentioning it is, as we're speaking about chiropractic, long after I got out of chiropractic school, I developed several techniques myself. I mean, I could have been teaching chiropractic technique, and there are several techniques that I do that chiropractors, when I've showed them, are just blown away as to how effective they are. You know, one pull, one specific adjustment from the cranium pulls all the way down to the coccyx, and when it's done correctly, takes the place of dozens of adjustments.
Yeah.
But it takes someone that is an artist and really can sense and feel and know what to do. And it takes someone that is going to work with what's good and what's whole about you, that divine nature, rather than someone that wants to look to fix symptoms.
Well, please let me comment on that, because I've tried every type of chiropractic there is. I have had two serious car accidents, and if you saw my x-rays of my neck, you would say, how am I, you know, able to move? I've tried every type of chiropractic. It all helped me. But upper cervical chiropractic, definitely, you know, the ultimate in chiropractic, and that's pretty much what you're talking about.
It's true.
I encourage the listeners to go to the archives of this show, because I've had upper cervical chiropractors on here talking about that. But the thing is, if you combine Christopher's sound healing with the chiropractic, you see, that's what we need to do, is get as many good things as we can, and Christopher and I are totally on the same page. We have to increase the energy of our life force. Forget dealing with symptoms. You increase the energy of your life force in whatever way you can. And once you get that energy of your life force elevated to a critical mass, you will be able to feel as though you're a different person.
That's right. You know, and as someone will come and the symptoms they are expressing may be a cancer or a degenerative condition, rather than treating the condition, it's easy from your perspective, or from mine. I'm a Hippocrates Health Educator and an Wigmore graduate, you know, from nutritional and lifestyle ideas, to alkalinize the system, oxygenate the system to get rid of the vaccination systems that are infiltrating and degrading the body, remineralize the system, and that's a blanket treatment for everybody. It's not according to anybody's symptoms. We alkalinize, we oxygenate, we remineralize. That's your foundation for everything. Everyone that walks in the door should just get the same treatment. Boom, 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 boom.
And also, let me just add to that, to teach them that thoughts are things, and to understand that, you know, the whole fear of our culture, we're all being put into that fear mode. Oh, yes, bad things are happening. If you get trapped up in that fear mode, that's one of the worst things you can do, to depress your life force. So
that's one thing
that people have to realize, is that we're actually being instilled with fear and other things to make us sick. You can overcome that. And I want you to talk about, I want you to talk more about your table, Chris, but I also want you on this show to talk about your Blue Star course, because it was so wonderful. I started to take that, and that was one of the things that you brought forward to your students, this whole idea of knowing that there's good and concentrating on the good. Not that you ignore the evil, because if you ignore the evil, it doesn't go away. but
that's
that
right.
you concentrate on the good, and that that's actually going to help improve your health as well.
Absolutely, and what Dr. Carley's talking about is the really collection of what I've been teaching for over 20 years. I call it the Blue Star Mystery School, and with my pursuit of ancient civilizations, ancient languages, modern mystical traditions, and coupled, of course, by my own experience, I found the essential components that have been taught since pre-Egyptian times. And I put them into 12 components, 12 doorways, I call them. That's what the Egyptian Mystery School is called, the sections that you would go through as doorways. And each doorway has a specific teaching to it, and the teaching helps you, first of all, unlearn a lot of the propaganda, a lot of the programming that you've not only learned in this life, but you come in with the momentum from previous lives where you're already set in motion to continue that same propaganda. So it's just layer upon layer. And as you unlearn what you've learned, as you empty yourself out, then you're really at a point where you can accept some of the fundamental premises that we have in this teaching are that you are not broken, you do not need to be fixed, that there's nothing that I or anyone can give you, nothing that I or anyone can ever give you that you do not already have. And this is our spiritual base. This is the beginning. There's no dysfunction. There's no codependence here in this teaching. And there's no initiations, baptisms, anointments, secret symbols, handshakes, any of that kind of stuff. All that does is that creates subversion. It creates separateness. It creates secrets, you know, and where there's secrets, there's problems. And the biggest secret there is in existence is that nothing worth knowing is ever a secret. And
amen.
The truth that we've all really been looking for is right there in front of us all the time. It's that unspoken presence that we're all connected with, and that's a big teaching in the first doorway. We will move through the experiences of inner light, inner sound, and this idea of being whole, not being broken, not needing to be fixed, stepping up to the plate of non-codependence and dysfunction, you know, where you accept personal responsibility and you accept personal liberty. You can't have personal liberty. You can't really have sovereignty in your own life until you're willing to be personally and spiritually responsible.
Yeah.
And this is responsible for your own true nature, for your own experience of eternity. It has nothing to do with a messiah or a guru or sin or karma or any of that. This transcends all of those delusions.
Yeah. If I could, Christopher, I would just like to comment on that, because that is so important. That is why I start all my shows with the word namaste. Namaste means we are one. And
that's
what
right.
the evildoers at the top levels, what they've tried to do for eons is to divide and confuse. And they're trying to pit one race against each other, one religion against each other, genders, you know, sexual preferences, the list goes on and on. And what Christopher says is what I know in my heart also to be true, is that we are all one. And once we realize we are all one, and this also includes the earth and every living creature on the earth, once we understand that and we take personal responsibility for every action we take, then we are going to bring the vibrations of the entire earth to another whole level. And that's what we have to concentrate on. And that is so important. And I just cannot highly enough recommend Christopher's teaching to all of you, because that's going to help you reach that level of consciousness yourself. So please do tell the listeners, Christopher, I know that you're not able to go everywhere to do your courses, but you also supply these courses on CD. Is that correct?
That's correct. And that's how Dr. Carley's been studying, because of her busy lecturing and teaching schedule. Normally, I will go to the city. My wife Yolanda and I will travel and come to your group. And we teach for a whole day. It's a whole day teaching, 8 hours. And if you're alone, if you don't have a group of people that would like to have us come and teach, or you would just prefer to study it on your own, then you can arrange to get the CDs once a month. and I ask people to study them in sequence, because as the teachings have come together, one builds upon the previous, and there's an actual energetic upgrade, you could say, that happens with each teaching, whether it's on CD or whether it's live. And I've been really surprised myself as to how potent this actually has been. And I've worked with energy for years and years and years, you know, as a spiritual teacher. And this has been the most cathartic experience that I've ever watched people go through. It's just been phenomenal. So you can do it on your own, or you can do it in groups. We love the group thing. You know, we would love to come to your city, your town, and if you have a small, mid-sized group that we can come and teach, then we'll come and be with you. At ChristopherTimms.com, there's some free downloads that you can subscribe to. It doesn't cost you anything. And you'll be getting teachings, many teachings that I do, so you can get a feel for what I'm about. You can email us, and Yolanda and I will be getting back to you right away, answer any questions you have about the tables, the teachings, and a variety of things that we do. This is a very comprehensive mystery school teaching. This is an authentic mystery school teaching. And I have, in honesty, and Dr. Crowley knows, I'll only tell you just what I think. I've been in this game a long, long time, and I've never experienced anything that compares to the quality of this work, the healing work, and I've never experienced a teaching that compares to this. Now, that may sound boastful, but I can tell you with all due humility as a spiritual seeker, if I found something better, I'd be doing it. If I found a teaching that was better, I'd be involved in it. And I believe that this teaching is of paramount importance, as it works completely in concert with what Dr. Crowley is trying to bring out in this very specific message she's teaching, to complement and to enhance our spiritual lives so we can walk through these changes that are coming upon us now.
Yes.
With dignity and with respect. And a word about, as we talked about responsibility, it just comes back to me to mention it before it leaves me, is that when we talk about responsibility, the majority of metaphysical or alternative people will create a sense of heaviness or just kind of pudding. It's a pudding kind of like feeling around responsibility. You know, it's a big, powerful thing. Responsibility really means that you experience the intimacy of the connection that you have with all of existence. You are all of this. You are all of this. So, of course, you're responsible, not just for all of this. You're responsible to all of this. You're accountable to your world, and your world's accountable to you. It's you. It's a reflection of your innermost being. So I want to try to take away some of that heaviness on the word responsibility and just help people get that it's a truly beautiful connection. So...
Yes, but I just want to comment on that also, Christopher, because, you see, we are also responsible to our fellow man. I don't like the word sin, but they talk about sins of commission and sins of omission, so leave out the sin word. But if
right.
you are involved in omission, if you're doing nothing, if you see torture and evil being done around you and you do nothing, and it's up to your own spirit to decide what you're going to do.
Absolutely.
But whatever you see happening, you must do something. Whatever
well,
that
course,
may be, you don't have to get on the radio and have your own show and do things like we do. But you must do something, because to do nothing, you are part of the problem. And that is so important. And that's one of the things I've been trying to make people realize for years, because by doing nothing and being an ostrich, you're actually allowing all this to happen.
You're more than allowing, you're being complicit to it and you're endorsing it.
Yeah,
absolutely you are. So we can take the word responsibility out and just say it's respondable. I want to be respondable rather than responsible. You're respondable to your world. All kinds of situations come up for you to be loving, for you to be joyous, for you to be courageous, and you're respondable to your world. And it's important to be able to acknowledge that and to act in a respondable manner.
I agree.
For pretty exciting stuff, really. And
very exciting stuff. And also to let people know that no matter what you do in the positive, you have an effect. You know, what did Jesus teach? You know, whatever you do to the smallest of us, you do to me. I mean, any little act you do, if you see an old lady that needs help across the street, if you even smile at somebody, you have no idea what the effects of that will be. It doesn't have to be a big thing. We have to all start doing high vibrational things. And that's going to just pass along and pass along and elevate the vibration of the whole planet. And I'm trying to concentrate more on that because my information is very depressing, you know, that the vaccinations are causing all these diseases and basically that my profession is killing people. But, you know, that's the truth, and so I have to speak it. But the good news is that to be healthy, all you need to do is stay away from the white coats and find all of these wonderful technologies to increase your vibrations. I do not like that word alternative. That was invented by Big Pharma. Once you understand how well these techniques work and that there's no side effects, you will realize that the allopathic techniques are the alternative, and who wants them? Once you understand how dangerous they are. So that's what we have to do is each one of us take responsibility for our own health, investigate what's available to us, try things with natural bents to them, because nothing works for everybody, but the kinds of things that we're talking about on this show are not going to hurt you. They're only going to help you, and that's going to help you start to crawl out of this hole of dis-ease and all your different symptoms. And once you start feeling well, it's amazing what can happen to your abilities in all areas because when you're sick, it's hard for you to function on any level. So
on any level, that's right.
I definitely want you, Christopher, please tell the listeners how they can contact you to sign up for your Blue Star Mystery Schools, but also let's talk more about your magic carpet sound table because that is so amazing. I can't wait to get my own. I had such amazing benefits when I experienced this myself when you were here in North Carolina. It just so happened that the day I went to see you, I was in a very deep hole. It was right around the time that I had to go through all my legal papers for the reporter that published the story on what happened to my son. And even getting into those files brought me right back to everything that happened to me. And when I went on the sound table and you did your tuning fork technique on me, I came out of there a different person. It was just truly amazing. I felt so blessed. So tell the listeners about these things, huh?
It was just wonderful for us to be able to work on you. And I remember the complete change when you got up off the table, you know, when you were sitting there as Yolanda was finishing working with you. It's a beautiful thing. And I've worked on thousands of people throughout the years, and it never ceases to amaze me. I just rediscover the value in the work every time I do a private session, and it's amazing to watch how effective all the other practitioners are, too. It's not just something that I can do or Yolanda can do. It's something that as you learn the work, you can tune yourself, you can tune animals, you can tune your plants, you can even break up vibrational patterns in your house. It's an amazing technology, and it's been the focus, really, in the center point of all the great mystery school teachings, all the secret societies, all distilled their essence, their essential components as to how to utilize sound. This vibration, this essence, some will use it to control and to manipulate and to promote confusion. Others can use the same sound, just in a different way, to promote balance, promote clarity, to promote dynamic thinking and application. It's all just how you use the tools. It's like a hammer can be used to beat somebody up with or to build a house. It's just a hammer.
Yeah.
So,
as a matter of fact, along that line, now you reminded me of part of our discussion yesterday, if you could just talk briefly about sound as well, how sound can actually hurt you versus help you. And we were talking yesterday about the example I gave is what's happening with the dolphins and the whales and how they're all beaching themselves because the Navy is doing all these insane experiments using ELF waves and sonar that's basically altering their abilities to navigate themselves amongst the oceans. And this is the reason that all these poor animals are losing their place in the ocean and beaching themselves. And that's a bad example of what energy and sound can do. And if you could just talk as well about with the music, because you gave a very good explanation of that yesterday.
Well, there are some misconceptions about music and some important things to consider. Now, I've played classical music, and I've played rock, I've played progressive, and all kinds of things throughout my life. And music can either be constructive or destructive, just like most other forces that exist in our lives. And music is a personal and a subjective thing. For instance, music that Dr. Carley would love today, maybe 5 years ago, she could hear the same piece of music and it wouldn't do anything for her at all. It could be boring, or it could be actually discordant. Same piece of music. Or something that I would really enjoy, you may not like at all. And by enjoy, I just don't mean find pleasure in listening to it. I mean you would find deep satisfaction to a point where it begins to rejuvenate you and invigorate you, inspire you, all the things that music can do. Whereas that same piece of music for somebody else can irritate them, can make them feel sleepy and grumpy and all that type of thing. Now, what I've done is I reduce music down to its basic components, and the use of the tuning forks are the primary notes of our scale, and as they're applied in the recipe over the body, what we're doing is treating the body as though it's a musical instrument, for the body is a musical instrument, really. And the vibration of the tuning forks breaks up stuck patterns within the body and cleans up the song that the body is oscillating or singing. The body's always singing, but because we're out of alignment, because we have emotional blocks and mental blocks and things like this, the song that the body sings becomes muffled or distorted. And when we just help clean up the debris through the principles of sympathetic resonance and entrainment, then the body sings its own song perfectly again. All we've done is remove some of the obstacles, and the body just expresses that divine nature perfectly. And the great thing about the work is that it's done the same way for everybody. There's a template that everyone has. Everyone's the same. So in these exact same methods that are used on all the people, so this is not a subjective treatment with diagnosis and prescription. It's an objective treatment that everyone, dogs, cats, trees, people, it's all done the same way. And then when you're dealing with music subjectively, or sound subjectively, you have people's tastes, you know, and how your personality will interact with different sounds, textures, tone, timbre, melody, harmony, all of that. But underneath of that, there's the objective, and that's where we really want to go with the healing work. That's a huge step to take in any technique, whether it's massage, chiropractic, homeopathy, any of that, is to get into the objective instead of sitting in the subjective. Does that make sense?
Totally.
So, one of the things that I'd like people to be able to do as they're listening to the teaching this evening in our conversation is to take a glimpse at either of our websites. That's Christopher Timms, T-I-M-S with one M, .com. And soundhealing.org. And when you go into the websites, our email is there. That's soundhealing1111@gmail.com. And give us your feelings, your sensations, questions, commentary about what you're hearing here this evening. And talk to me about sound tables. These tables that I build are fine musical instruments. And I'm really one of the pioneers of sound therapy. In alternative, or I hate to use the word alternative medicine, but in alternative thought, we can say. And
natural healing. How about that?
Natural healing. I like that. That's much better.
Okay.
And when I developed this table, there was no portable sound table system, and certainly not an affordable sound table system. Dr. Curley, the first sound table that I experienced was a $27,000, what's called Genesis machine. And it was ridiculous. Just, it was like a Neanderthal kind of a thing, computer controlled. It was way overkill, and it didn't have a lot of good science behind it. It was just a technological nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took a lot of the ideas with my science background, chiropractic background, my contracting brain as a common sense kind of a person, and I built a portable massage table designed specifically to withstand sound. It'll hold over 300 pounds of body weight, probably over 400 pounds, but I can say comfortably every table will withstand over 3. And they're beautiful musical instruments, and they sell for $1,600 rather than $26,000 or $6,000 or $10,000. And there is no one else selling anything like that. There's one other competitor that sells a portable sound table, and just like the AMA's been after you and different organizations want to shut you down, the person that's building this table actually worked with me, traveled with me, then stole my ideas, tried to copy it himself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty interesting to watch.
And I just want to mention that they can also be used as massage tables. You can use oils on them.
Of course.
Such as that, and that you can play any music that you would care to play. Christopher has a wonderful, what do you call that CD, the Hue? I don't even
I call it the Blue Hue.
It's amazing how that resonates down to the cellular level, but any music that you should choose to play that and put into the computer of the table and play that, you can play anything, and it actually, it's like the music is getting right into your soul. I can't even describe it. It's so amazing. It's just wonderful.
Yeah, it's called whole body hearing. That whole technology that's incorporated into the table is called whole body hearing. And
cool.
One of the things we didn't talk about yesterday was one of the great aspects and technologies of the table is that as you get your sound table, you can make your own CDs or record your own recordings. Have your individual recordings and just patch them into the table. And what I ask people to do is to go through a series of exercises of self-talk where you talk good things to yourself about yourself for half an hour. Now, that sounds easy, but for most people, that's a very deeply moving experience to only be able to talk good about yourself for half an hour. And then you record that, and then you lie down upon your table, plug that in. You can plug in your computer, your iPod, any sound device will plug right into the table. And then you have to hear it with your whole body. Your legs have to hear all the good things, your stomach, your heart, your brain, all the parts of your body has to hear what you're saying about yourself. And it's a great tool for this whole body hearing to incorporate super learning. It really bypasses a lot of the blocks and filters that our body puts up to new ideas, into affirming good things about ourselves. Because most of us are our own worst enemies anyway.
Yeah. And actually, I just want to mention, it was very funny. I got a call from one of my clients today who heard our show yesterday, and she has a son who had been very, very shy, and all of a sudden he came out of his shell. And it was after listening to you on the show yesterday that she realized that the reason he came out of his shell is because he started playing in a band. So it's not that all rock is bad, you know, there's
no,
the harmonic rock, the acid rock, but this young man became a different person and much more self-confident, and she couldn't figure out why, but after she listened to you yesterday, she called in and said to me today that she realized it was because of his playing the music.
That's right. Absolutely. Well, that's a great story, and it's true. If it hadn't been for my background in music, I'm pretty convinced that the whole mystical side of me would have been shut down by the pressures of the world.
Mhm.
Yeah, I really believe that.
Yes, and of course psychiatry has a diagnosis for that. It's social phobic disorder. That's one of their new diagnoses they've come up with in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual. Of course, they have a psychiatric drug for that. And instead of that, you can get a sound healing table and just resonate music into yourself.
And it's great.
A better way to go.
And, you know, people don't have to be body workers, massage therapists, or chiropractors. I tell them to chiropractors, osteopaths, massage therapists, all of that. But all someone has to do is be interested in exploring and journeying with sound as an instrument for their own spiritual journey. And people get tables that don't do any healing work. They don't do any body work. They don't do anything. They just come home and they do their sound work. They just lie upon the table and journey with it every day, and it's part of their spiritual work. They do their self-talk tapes. They can get books and CDs, book on CD, book on tape, and play that through the table, and you get to super learn whatever books you want to listen to, different layers of music, of course. It's just a great technology, and I've really persevered since the mid-1990s as I first developed it. I've had about 8 different generations of the table, as I've incorporated sacred geometry ratios. Each body plate, each half of the table is a golden mean rectangle, and the transducers and drivers are all placed within the Fibonacci sequence as they express in phase technology as the sound disperses through the table. There's a lot we can really get into technically about it, and rather than going there, if people want to talk technically about it, they can call me, they can send us emails, we can set up an appointment to do that. The table is just a great instrument, and it's great to be able to talk to you about it, knowing that you've experienced it and that you value it.
Totally. Yes.
And I
also want to mention, because we delved into this a little bit yesterday, that this vibration lifting technology is also very synchronous with other vibration lifting technologies, such as essential oils and light therapy. There's all kinds of things that you can add to this. It's so exciting. All of these different things. I had mentioned gem elixirs as well, where you can actually take different types of gemstones and put them into distilled water and let them stay in the sunlight, and you can actually drink these or cover your skin with them. There's so many things you can do like this, folks, that have no side effects whatsoever. Can't possibly hurt you. And it's only going to help. And it's so much fun to play with these kinds of things. And all of these things are, of course, called quackery by the medical mafia. And that's why my goal is to get as many people as possible to start trying some of these things, which are gifts from our Creator, and see what the effect is. And then you're going to realize that the white coats have no idea what to do to heal you. They don't have any vested interest in healing, because a healing disease does not, make a lot of money. I make a fraction of what I made as a surgeon doing the things that I do now. But, of course, I sleep very well at night. I love what I do. But, you just have to make that shift in your mind as to the fact you have to take personal responsibility and check things out for yourself and learn about different things, whether they're called quackery or not. Just use your own discernment to decide whether or not these are good for you, and you will see miracles in your life. Although they're not really miracles, it's just what our Creator gave our body, our own innate intelligence, and our ability to heal ourselves once we get out of the way and stop doing the bad things and use the natural things that we were given to promote healing.
That's right. And that's very well put. And as you're so opposed to vaccinations, and rightly so for all that they do, I just want everybody to know that I'm completely in agreement with all of that, that we don't need any of those things. And I'm so much in agreement with it that I don't even want my dogs getting any vaccinations, let alone my grandchild, the kids, any of us. And if a bird flu vaccination ever comes out, I won't be a part of it. There would be no way I'd be a part of it.
Right.
I don't think anybody with any common sense would be a part of it.
I'm glad you said what you said, not even your dog, although I will say that my dogs are my children. I have 2 dogs and 2 cats, and they will never get vaccinated. And that's another thing that we have to make people realize. In some ways, I actually feel more sorry for the pets than I do
too.
For the people, because they're totally innocent. They have no say in what happens to them.
That's right.
And I've done shows with Dr. Patricia Jordan, and she's also going to be involved with Dr. Molden, proving what happens with the pets with the vaccines, because they are the canaries in the coal mine as to what's happening to all of humanity. But it's not just a matter of you don't need them. They are what's making you sick. So if you don't want to get sick, don't inject yourself with disease. You know, keep your body pure. Keep your body, temple holy and undefiled. And use vibrational medicine, which includes homeopathy, actually. Homeopathy
right.
is also another energy technology. But all of these different energy-raising things that you can do, the frequencies are what you have to, you know, concentrate on to make yourself well. And I'm happy to say that there's an explosion of awareness out there. So many people are waking up, and this is what keeps me going, to know that our words are reaching people, Christopher. People are understanding that we are speaking the truth.
It's true. And it's really nice to be able to come together and share our worlds with everyone. And good for people to see people like us teamed together,
mm-hmm.
just sharing a common vision and working for a good goal.
Yeah.
I think it's important. There are only many people in these ways of thinking become very isolated. And when you're isolated, you're minimally effective and you're quite vulnerable. It's when we gather together, those of us who think in a similar manner and want to take action, when we group ourselves together and move forward, when we become exponentially stronger, we support, love, and care about each other, and success is inevitable.
Yes.
As long as we stay divided, even if we're thinking a bigger picture, we're still easy to conquer and easy to mess with. But the more we're together, the stronger that we are.
Exactly. And speaking our truth, whatever our truth may be, it's very important to speak our truth. And I did feel alone for quite a while, but now I've found my flock of truth tellers and people on the same page. Whether or not they're involved in the vaccine issue is irrelevant. It's all about health and all about, you know, doing the right thing. That's the bottom line. Intention is the key. And as more and more people are joining together that have that same commitment, not just to themselves, but to their fellow personhood, it's going to be amazing, the transformation that's going to occur on this earth. And I know that it's happening. It's not even that it's going to happen. It's already happening. It can't be stopped. And that's
no, it can't be stopped. That's right.
Right. And if you could just talk to that a little bit, Christopher, we only have about 3 minutes left. It's amazing how fast the time goes. But if you could speak
wow.
to that a little bit, because that was one of the most impressive things that I heard from your lips when I went to the first lecture that you gave that I attended in regards to that.
You mean the changes that are happening?
Well, in regards to the right mindset, not that you, you know, ignore the darkness, but that you, I can't remember how you put it, but it was perfect.
Well, to me, rather than combating darkness, in which case I'm feeding it, I, as my mother would put it, to rise above the darkness and its reach, and I hold a space of healing and of great power. And darkness, when you hold light, fades away. There is no more darkness. And
right.
when you find out information, when you act with authority and power, when you claim your own sovereignty in any of the different ways that we can claim our own sovereignty in this world today, then darkness begins to become just a faint shadow, and then it disappears completely, because there is no way darkness conquers or covers light. Light just dispels darkness. That's what light does. And
exactly.
That's always been my approach. When people combat darkness directly, they actually end up waging the great risk of becoming darkness themselves and forgetting all about that which once they really truly value.
Right. Well, you can't fight evil with evil, that's for sure.
That's
but
for sure.
I totally agree with what you're saying, and having that love vibration. And when we were on the show yesterday, one of the callers that called in actually made a statement about loving the evildoers. And I will admit that I'm still working on that one. I have a problem with loving those who are doing evil. I understand that we're all one, but I do have a problem with that. I'm still working on that one. But everybody can be transformed, and everybody does have the potential to be redeemed and to, you know, move towards the light and do the right thing. But I just have to keep on doing what I'm doing and shining a light on those who are not doing it.
That's true. And we stand together moving forward.
Yeah.
And that's a great feeling.
It's wonderful.
There's a lot happening, and things are moving faster and faster in our culture. And it's important for people to grab these technologies and move.
Exactly. Well, we're actually almost out of time. I want to just give out Christopher's websites again, ChristopherTims.com, SoundHealing.org. His email is SoundHealing1111@gmail.com. And I want to thank you so much, Christopher, for being a guest on the show. And I look forward to our continued endeavors together, especially to continuing my instruction in the Blue Star Mystery School. I'm up to the fourth doorway now. And
right.
I will tell you that I actually play those as I'm going to sleep at night, and I'm sleeping very well.
Well, that's so wonderful to hear, and I know everything that you're going through that you share with me, and it's great to know that we can bring you some comfort and some good feelings.
Yes, thank you so much. Well, God bless you. Hugs to Yolanda, your wife. She's also your partner in healing, and I look forward to seeing you again the next time you come to North Carolina.
Thank you, and thanks for having me on the show.
My pleasure. Okay. Good night.
Good night.